The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
Temptation is an attraction to sin, but it is also an invitation to holiness. No one becomes holy without first facing and overcoming temptation. This was true for Jesus in today's gospel, as well as for all the saints. Temptation is simply part of the human condition, and overcoming it is the path to holiness. Temptations come either from inside of us, what we call the flesh, or from outside us, the world. Jesus was starving after 40 days fasting in the desert. He was weak from fasting. He was lonely, been alone all that time. He had a lot of time on his hands. He was vulnerable, which is when the devil most often tempts us. First, he tempted Jesus to satisfy the desires of the flesh. Turn these stones to bread. And then, when failing this, the devil tempts him with the lure of the world. Amaze the people by throwing yourself down off the parapet of the temple, only to escape unharmed. They'll be impressed. You'll be famous. Serve me and I'll make you rich and powerful, give you all the kingdoms of the world with all their splendor. Now, the devil doesn't offer us such big incentives, because we're not such a big catch. But our temptations are much the same. The temptations of the flesh come from within us. Now, by sins of the flesh, we spontaneously and usually mean sexual sins. And those certainly do have a strong pull on us. But lust, the sexual appetite, is not the only hunger we have. Gluttony, drunkenness, laziness, pride, envy, vengeance, those are also sins of the flesh. They come from inside of us. And underlying all of these temptations from within are legitimate hungers, which we are tempted to satisfy in illegitimate ways. After 40 days of fasting, Jesus needed food. But he refused to satisfy this need for food in a way that was wrong. The temptations from the world are those that come to us from the outside. God has made us stewards of creation, and we're supposed to administer everything according to God's purposes. But we're often tempted to use the things of the world for our own selfish purposes, instead of according to what God would want. Specifically, the disordered pursuit of power, possessions, pleasure, and prestige, the four pernicious P's. The worldly powers that be promote these false values that are very distant from the simple, detached way of life taught by Jesus, especially, for instance, in the Beatitudes. Underlying these sins from the outside is a legitimate need that we have for material and emotional well-being. Those are needs. But we're tempted to satisfy those needs in illegitimate ways. False promises of a kind of a happiness that the world cannot deliver. Apparent shortcuts to legitimate goals that in fact lead us in the wrong direction. Jesus will one day be famous. And Jesus will one day acquire all the kingdoms of the world. But he knew that there was no way to avoid the cross. And so he refused Satan's shortcut. He refused to pursue his objectives in a way that was wrong. How about you and me? We face the very same temptations that Jesus faced. He spent 40 days in prayer and fasting, kind of a spiritual boot camp, time preparing in the desert, praying, which gave him the strength he needed to then resist Satan when the time of temptation came. And then when he was tempted, he drew on Scripture, on God's truth, to avoid getting snared by Satan's lies. Lent is for us a similar 40-day boot camp, a time of prayer for us and fasting and works of charity in order to master the desires of the flesh, open our eyes to the false illusions of this world, and strengthen us internally for our own times of temptation. A time for us to deepen our knowledge of God's truth and thereby better equip ourselves to avoid getting snared by Satan's lies.